Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the fuck we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 47.
Sure as fuck did.
And we talked about the Philistines and also the Egyptians again. So they said, or like you said, that we were going to be talking about different, you know, countries.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about the Philistines and then kept talking about the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're all going to die.
Everybody's going to die.
Doesn't like them or something.
Yeah.
This time.
Sometimes.
Right. I mean, well, I guess the Egyptians, he's pretty much always hated.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's really ever I can't think of a time where he liked the Egyptians.
I mean, from the beginning, he was trying to get his people out of there.
Right. But and then every time his people try to ask for help from the Egyptians,
he's like, don't do
God's
that.
God's like, fucking don't talk to those people.
Not the Egyptians.
What the fuck are you thinking? Get and away I'm from those like, Egyptians.
And I'm like, but it's Egypt. They have cool stuff.
Right, right.
And then God's like, you're being stereotypy. Can you not? And I'm like, hold on. You're telling me I'm being stereotypy? Okay, I just had a whole conversation that I made up.
Okay.
Between me and God.
Yeah.
And I need to stop now. Okay, sorry. All right, yeah, that's
so,
what
I mean,
happened.
So basically, the Philistines are going to die and mm-hmm. the Egyptians are going to die. Because God doesn't like them and mm-hmm. he's saying that they're going to die.
Everybody's going to die.
So they're going to die.
Yes.
Okay. That was Jeremiah chapter 47.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 48.
And a quick note about how we're handling today's episode.
Yeah, this chapter is long as fuck, comparatively speaking to the ones we have been reading.
Yeah.
So, during the book of Jeremiah, I had kind of changed how I had been doing my research and kind of referencing notes throughout. And so I'd read and I'd be like, okay, hang on, let me hit my notes to like explain what the fuck we just read.
Right.
But this chapter is so long that I don't want to make this more painful than it already will be because it's so long.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we'll do chapter 48 and then Thursday will be chapter 49 and then Friday will be chapter 50.
Yep.
And then on Monday, we'll finish up the book with chapter 51.
Also, there's not going to be a Q&A on Saturday.
That's what I forgot to say.
Yeah.
And then so on Tuesday, we'll do a big Q&A for these final chapters that all fall into their own little doohickey, their own little unit.
Yep.
And then we'll do a overview of the whole book of Jeremiah on Wednesday, and that's probably when we'll also do our you're always wrong.
We'll do that on Thursday.
Well, sometimes we do it with the wrap-up, sometimes we don't.
We'll probably do it separate.
Okay,
just because
is a big end.
We gotta stretch the week out, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So
okay,
that's all.
Yeah, we'll probably do that on Thursday then.
Yeah,
and then so I don't know if we'll do something special or different next Friday, or if we'll just take the day off.
We'll play it by ear.
We'll figure shit out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
how things are going to be going.
That's the plan.
Yeah. But right now, we're getting into Jeremiah chapter 48. Are you ready to do this?
Sure as fuck am.
All right, let's do it.
Okie dokie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, hopping into Jeremiah 48.
Okay.
And let us not forget that we are in the middle of a bunch of chapters that all belong to this one little unit that is about God yelling at various nations.
Right.
And that those chapters do not, they do not follow chronologically one to the next. They are more geographically based.
Yep.
And they start with Egypt and then move on north and just head on to
the do they progress north as they go?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what the notes previously
got it.
Yeah. So they started with their bestie frenemies and then moved from there to and you suck and you suck and you suck. Right. So that's what we're in the middle. And this one is about Moab.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fun.
Again, I thought they were destroyed.
They weren't.
Right.
So now you know.
Yeah. Hey. Apparently, they have a lot to say about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you were like, oh, it's so long. And I was like, but it's interesting. You'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's Moab.
Moab. Yeah.
I mean, that can't ever be bad.
No, I'm actually curious now.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, again, we haven't talked about the Moabites since, like, Exodus.
They're supposed to be wiped out.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we talked about them slightly after that, but, like, Exodus was where they were big.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
It sure as fuck has. All right. Chapter 48.
All right.
Against Moab. That's a full sentence.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not, though.
It's not. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Woe to Nebo, for it is plundered. Kirjathaim is shamed and taken. The high stronghold is shamed and dismayed. No more praise of Moab. In Heshbon, they have devised evil against her. Come and let us cut her off as a nation.
Mm. You mean like God said he was going to do like eons ago?
Well, there's a difference between wiping them out and cutting them off. Before they were supposed to wipe them out.
Yeah.
They didn't. Now he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to wipe them out. So, no, we're just going to cut them off.
Okay.
Okay, I believe you.
I'm assuming cutting them off involves slavery at some level.
Probably.
Or something.
And child sacrifice. Right. All kinds of stuff, you know.
Okay.
You shall also be cut down, O madmen.
Mm.
Yeah. He's not happy with them.
Right.
The sword shall pursue you. The magical sword, maybe, that he was talking to?
Yeah, he was just talking to a sword last chapter.
Yep. A voice of crying shall be heard from Horonaim.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Plundering and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the ascent of Luhith, they ascend with continual weeping.
This is definitely going to require a lot of notes.
All of these name places, they're just all various cities. The end.
Okay.
Like, various cities in Moab.
Got it.
They're like, and this city in Moab.
This seems so, like, not relevant to anything we've been talking about forever.
We commented on that yesterday.
Right.
Basically, you can fill in the blank with XYZ country, and then it, within each country, there are further little fill in the blank, whatever cities there are in that country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's happening.
I feel like this was like a prophet school exercise where they were like, all right, we're going to have you write about how God would react to writing about Egypt during the time of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. How would that go?
You get Egypt, you get Philistine, you get Moabites. Yeah. And like they assigned different sections to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening here, right?
And they took the best of the best.
Yeah. And they made the cut.
So. These are the top 10. These are the winners.
I feel like this is just like a writing assignment. It is how I feel about it.
It's the Academy Awards. It's the Webbies.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's the Webbies.
This definitely, and it does not belong in Jeremiah.
It really doesn't.
Like, I don't know what the fuck this shit is, but it's weird.
It's not the same.
No.
For in the ascent of Luhith, they ascend with continual weeping. For in the descent of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee! Save your lives and be like the juniper in the wilderness. For because you have trusted in your works and your treasures, you also shall be taken. So they got prideful and trusted in their own shit.
Right.
And Chemosh, that's their national god.
He's talking to these people like he talks to the Israelites.
I know.
Like, this is very weird because so far to date, God has only really cared about the Israelites from what I can tell. But now he's chastising these other nations.
And these other nations are like, shut your fucking pie hole, Jeremiah.
Right.
I don't know who your God is.
Who the fuck
are you? None of our people have heard from him. If he's so big, why ain't he talking to our prophets?
Right.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Go mind your business.
Yeah.
And Chemosh, their national deity, shall go forth into captivity, his priests and his princes together. And the plunderer shall come against every city. No one shall escape. The valley also shall perish.
Mm.
And the plain shall be destroyed.
Okay.
The Boeing plane? Just kidding.
I mean, there's some problems with Boeing planes, so.
That's why I said that.
Oh, I didn't know that you were making that correlation there.
Yeah, they're talking about planes and valleys.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, then I got it. I got that you mentioned Boeing planes. I didn't know that you were putting it together with the recent problems that they were having.
Because they're saying the plane shall be destroyed. And I'm like, yes, the Boeing plane shall be destroyed.
I now understand that you actually put that all together in your mind and made it work.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that was happening until I actually asked.
Why else would I bring up Boeing planes?
Because plane.
Yeah.
And it's a plane.
Yes.
I thought that was all there was to it.
The Boeing plane.
I've got it now.
Okay.
I've got it.
I just don't understand why you didn't get it in the first place.
Just move along.
Okay. Anyway, the Boeing plane shall be destroyed as the Lord has spoken.
Okay.
Ooh, see? Give wings to Moab. That she may flee and get away, for her city shall be desolate without any to dwell in them. Cursed is he who does the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. Yeah, we like putting our sword in blood.
I mean, obviously that happens a lot with God.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he's telling them to flee, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, right? According to this book.
Yeah.
Where do you run to?
They're like, go ahead and flee.
God will get you. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's saying that if you run, you might not die.
No, he's okay. So he's telling Jeremiah. So Jeremiah is having this vision of what will happen. And so Jeremiah is saying, these guys are going to run. Like, I'm seeing them run. Go ahead, run.
But
you're not going to get away because God's going to get you.
Got it.
So it's very confusing because God's not really talking here. Jeremiah is supposedly. And then Jeremiah is like having a vision and he's trying to describe the vision. So he's like telling the future, but in present tense.
Got it.
So it's all very weird.
Okay.
Okay. So Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity.
Mm.
interesting.
So Moab's done pretty well over the years, apparently.
But it's interesting that he's referring to Moab as a boy instead of,
right,
like, all his other cities are girls.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, I guess Moab's a bad boy.
Yeah.
We all like a bad boy. That's why I love the Moabites. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent has not changed. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine workers who will tip him over and empty his vessels and break the bottles.
Okay.
Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh. I bet they aren't, though.
Yeah.
As the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence.
Hmm.
Oh,
okay. Who's Bethel?
That was that their pre-god, one of their pre-god guys.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that El guy.
Right. I remembered El, but I didn't remember Bethel.
Yeah.
Okay.
How can you say, we are mighty and strong men for the war? Moab is plundered and gone up from her cities. Her chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. So,
right.
So God.
Yeah.
So God. Just say God.
And they're not unique in this. I mean, you know, the Babylonians are taking over everybody, apparently.
Right.
Except Egypt.
The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his affliction comes quickly. Bemoan him, all of you who are around him, and all you who know his name. Say, how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. Mm-hmm. And how? O daughter inhabiting Dibon, come down from your glory and sit in thirst. For the plunderer of Moab has come against you. Mm. Yeah, he has.
Okay.
He has destroyed your strongholds. For those keeping track, that was husband rolling his eyes.
That was definitely me rolling my eyes.
I'm sure you could hear him rolling his eyes.
But just in case.
I wanted to spell it out
right.
For those playing bingo.
I forgot to share the bingo link.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that the people who are in our Discord,
they could probably
listening, they know what we're talking about.
They do.
And they will share the bingo board.
Probably.
For all of our listeners who are going to Discord.
Right.
Okay. Oh, inhabitant of Aror. A-R-O-E-R. How would you say that?
A-R-O-E-R.
Right?
Aror.
That's what I said. Stand by the watch and, I'm sorry, stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes. Say, what has happened? What?
I mean,
they
got conquered by Babylon.
What happened to you?
It was war.
What? Moab is shamed, for he is broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it in Arnon that Moab is plundered. And judgment has come on the plain country, on Holon and Jaza and Mephaeth, on Dibon and Nebo and Beth Diblathaim, on Dasher and Dancer and Branson and Vixen, on Kirjathaim and Beth Gamul and Beth Meon.
Well, they're going to tell us all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Kerioth and Basra, on all the cities of the land of Moab, you know,
all the cetera cities, yeah.
You know, all them other ones.
I think we got the big ones out of the way, though, there.
Sure,
there was a lot
as
of
fuck
fucking
did.
Cities.
Far or near, the horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord.
I wonder, like, you remember all the references to horns?
I do.
Horns earlier in the Bible?
I wonder if that's
a
hearkening back.
Well, because
to that.
The Moabites were almost Israelite adjacent, like they weren't really, they were almost like cousins, you know?
Sure.
So I kind of wonder if that's something that was more prevalent in their culture than it was later in the Israelite culture.
Right.
Just interesting, maybe.
No, I agree.
Possibly.
I agree. Make him drunk. I like that. Make me drunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he exalted himself against the Lord, Moab shall wallow in his vomit.
Ew.
And he shall also be in derision.
Mm.
Oh, that reminds me. Today I was babysitting, and the three-year-old goes, ew, look. And I looked, and I go, ew, what's that? And he goes, ew, the cat threw up.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, that's over there. Let's finish lunch first, and then I will go take care of that mess. Yeah. But I'm not doing that in the middle of lunch. And then he goes, like 10 minutes later, ew, look. And I was like, oh no, what now? And so I look over and I go, huh. And he goes, what that cat doing? And I said, well, he's cleaning up the mess for me. He was eating his own vomit.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's not gross when a cat does it.
Well, it's still gross.
It's not.
It is.
Not when a cat does it.
Okay.
It whatever made my
say.
Day.
Whatever you say.
I'm just letting you know that happened to me today. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, vomit. Wallow in it. And he shall also be in derision. Which is worse, wallowing in vomit or being made fun of?
Wallowing in vomit is definitely worse, yeah.
I feel like putting those two as, you're going to do this bad thing and this mildly what the fuck ever thing. For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your head in scorn. That's how I do it. Mm. I shake my head in scorn all the time.
Yeah.
You who dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rock. The Rock Johnson, Dwayne? And be like the dove which makes her nest in the sides of the cave's mouth.
Okay.
That makes her what?
They're going other places. They're not living in the cities anymore. Oh, they're gonna live in the rocks. They're gonna live in the mountains.
It was poesy. It was poesy.
Yeah.
We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud. That was parentheses voice.
Okay.
Right. Of his loftiness and arrogance and pride, and of the haughtiness of his heart.
Yeah.
I know his wrath, says the Lord, but it is not right. His lies have made nothing right. Nothing. Therefore, I will wail for Moab, and I will cry out for all of Moab. God going to get emotional, huh?
Yeah. That's maybe more than he's done for his own people.
Right? I will mourn for the men of Kir Hares.
Wow.
He's going to cry for somebody?
I feel like.
And it ain't his own people?
Right. I feel like he's treating them very much like he treats the Israelites here.
This is strange.
Which is, it is really strange because he generally talks about foreign nations without any regard.
He's fuck you, fuck those, fuck these.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, vine of Sibma. Oh, that is one vine. Mm-hmm. I will weep for you with the weeping of Jazer. Your plants have gone over the sea. They reach to the Sea of Jazer. The plunderer has fallen on your summer fruit and your vintage.
Technically, wouldn't the plunderer and the conqueror and the person killing them all, wouldn't that technically be God? Because God is using, these people as a tool.
Yes and no, though.
Okay.
He's referring to his tools when he says the plunderer.
Yeah, but it's very convenient to say somebody else did it, and then you get to weep, and you get the best of both worlds.
I
get to kill you, and I get to weep for you.
I hate it that I made somebody kill you.
Right.
Oh, that time when I, forced somebody to stab you with a knife. Oh, I was so sad that happened to you.
Yeah.
That I made happen.
Right. Mm.
Joy and gladness are taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. Not bad wine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, don't do that. No one will tread with joyous shouting. Not joyous shouting.
Yeah.
Not.
Can't have any of that.
Exclamation point.
Right.
No squishing grapes with joy.
Right.
Because that's what he meant, treading. You're squishing grapes.
Sure. Yeah.
From the cry of Heshbon to Elealeh and to Jahaz, they have uttered their voice. From Zaar to Horonaim, like a three-year-old heifer. Specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a two-year-old, not a four-year-old, and five.
I wonder what the distinction is with a three-year-old heifer versus like a two- or four-year-old heifer. Well, is that when They go to slaughter, maybe?
Probably, because they're old enough that they're like...
It would make sense in the context that we're reading it in. So.
Because that's what we learned yesterday when he's calling somebody a heifer.
Yeah, it just seems odd that they specifically said a three-year-old heifer.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're big enough that your milk has come in, but you haven't maybe... I don't know what heifers do besides...
But we're going to slaughter you.
Yeah, we're going to get you.
Yeah.
For the waters of Nimrim... also shall be desolate. Nimrim. Okay. I wonder if that's related to Nimrod.
I doubt it.
Probably you're right.
Yeah.
Moreover, said the Lord, I will cause to cease in Moab the one who offers sacrifices in the high places and burns incense to his gods.
Okay.
Yeah,
you go. Just like he does in his own lands. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Therefore, my heart shall wail like flutes for Moab.
You notice he didn't really talk this way about the Egyptians or the Philistines.
No. Like, no, he was like, fuck you. Here's a bomb for your entire land. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
And die.
But he is definitely treating the Moabites more like his own people than like an enemy.
Right. But I have a problem with this phrasing.
Yeah.
Flutes don't wail.
No, they don't.
So when he said, my heart shall wail like flutes.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe we have never heard somebody play flutes the way that they're going to be played that day. Maybe there is a way to make a flute wail. We just haven't heard it because it's so terrible.
And you know what? I'm probably thinking of a recorder. That's what you learn to play in elementary school.
Right, yeah.
I always call it a flute. And then the teacher's always like, bring your recorders.
Yeah, you know? Still, I would not. I mean, I have heard a flute. I know what a flute sounds like.
And they don't
wail. And I would not refer to it as wailing.
A tuba might wail, but a tuba's not a flute.
Right.
Although I guess if you're like just talking about things that you stick in your mouth and blow air into. And like flutes, my heart shall wail for the men of Kir Hares. Okay, well,
okay.
That's some magic right there. You're going to make a flute wail.
Right.
Therefore, the riches they have acquired have perished. For every head shall be bald and every beard clipped. Mm. So they're in mourning too.
Yeah.
On all the hands shall be cuts. And on the loins, sackcloth.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. I have cuts all over my hands, but that's because I am a klutzy bitch. And I play with cats.
Just so. Because I think it would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to show up to my funeral wearing sackcloth.
Oh my gosh. I will.
Yeah. Right.
Because I know you're going to die before me. I think that
totally should be a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait. I'm going to die before you? Why do you say that?
We had this discussion earlier.
Did we?
Statistically, women live longer than men. You're probably going to die before me. And then everybody's going to be like, wife murdered husband.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that earlier.
I know. You're so tired. But
that
tired.
Was before we got on the episode.
So?
I'm just saying.
We still talked about it earlier.
You can't say we talked about it earlier when nobody else heard us say it.
Okay, but
other than our Discord people.
But literally, I said men die before women. And you're like, what?
Well,
like
yeah,
as though you'd never heard that before.
I am beyond extremely tired right now. So I'm not processing things as well as I could.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have to give me a little bit of slack here.
I'm giving you a little bit of slack.
Just a little.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to wear a sackcloth to your funeral.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Everybody. It's required.
I mean, I think we could probably talk your mom into it, but I don't know about anybody
else.
And
then specifically, I want everybody to roll around in the dirt and put their head in the dirt. Because that's what they do, right?
And you got to pull your hair out, though. I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean,
I'm not pulling my hair out.
You guys can use wigs.
I will.
Just bring some, hair pulling wigs.
You know, I was talking about your mom doing it, though she's going to outlive you. That's hilarious.
I better start making some plans.
You better make a will.
Yeah.
You better buy some insurance.
Wife.
No.
No.
No, maybe. No. A general lamentation on all the housetops of Moab and in its streets. For I have broken Moab like a vessel in which is no pleasure, says the Lord.
Yep.
You broke that bitch.
But not with pleasure.
Nope.
No.
No. Ew.
Yeah.
They shall wail, how she is broken down. How Moab has turned her back with shame. Now she's a girl. It's not important, but what gender is this city?
Whatever's convenient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now she's a shameful whore. So Moab shall be a derision and a dismay to all those about her. For thus says the Lord, behold, one shall fly like an eagle.
Does it really say that?
Fly like an eagle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And spread his wings over Moab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kerioth is taken and the strongholds are surprised. The mighty men's hearts in Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs.
There it is. We had to get that woman in birth pain reference. I mean, you can't go too long without not using it.
Yeah, definitely usurp my pain.
Yeah.
Do, please, right. Always. And Moab shall be destroyed as a people because he exalted himself against the Lord.
But we need to clarify, is it for real this time?
No, it's never for real.
Okay.
No, I would not be surprised to learn that there are Moabites still alive today.
Well, I mean, right.
I would not be surprised to learn that there are giants walking the earth.
You wouldn't? I would be surprised to find that there's giants
walking the earth. I was mostly joking because, like, God's like, I'm going to get them.
Right, right.
I would not be surprised.
The people that the Bible refers to as giants.
Yes.
Which weren't actually giants.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if there was a shear-up hole every other backyard in our neighborhood.
I would be very fucking surprised about that.
I would not be shocked at all because I'd be like, yeah, that tracks. He never did wipe that shit out. And then they brought it to America.
We should get some. We just put them in everybody's backyards.
Oh, let's
go. Secretly.
Let's make a shear-up hole.
That way, like, we have, like, all the shear-up holes in people's backyards around here.
Oh, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
Just like toss
it. It could be like a guerrilla marketing campaign. We just go around putting a share of poles in people's yards.
And then what? Call 911 and be like, I have an emergency. I spotted a share of pole in this my neighbor's backyard. I think that they might be Moabites.
The Israelites had them too, though.
I know.
So, I mean, it wasn't just,
I know.
It's not exclusive to any particular group, I guess, but.
Right. Mostly I'm just full of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fear and the pit and the snare shall be upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, says the Lord. He who flees from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he who gets out of the pit shall be caught in the snare.
Mm. Oh, so we've heard this type of wording before.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it was like Isaiah. Well, no.
I don't remember.
I don't remember where it was either. But
somebody fell in a pit and then they crawled out, but they still were caught in a snare, so they might as well stay in the fucking pit. But,
that was almost used verbatim at some point in another book.
Yeah, I'll make sure that we cover that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be referenced in my notes.
Sure.
For upon Moab, upon it, I will bring the year of their punishment, says the Lord.
Damn, he's going to punish them for a year.
Either that or he's going to announce the year that it's happening.
Oh,
is that what that means?
I don't know.
That makes more sense to me.
Does it?
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's all difficult to understand. Those who fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of exhaustion. They were exhausted. But a fire shall come out of Heshbon, a flame.
Oh, shit.
From the midst of Sihon and shall devour the brow of Moab.
Wow. So they're going to hide there and then he's just going to send
them on fire.
Yeah. That's rude.
The crown of the head of the sons of tumult.
Okay.
Woe to you, O Moab. The people of Chemosh.
Right.
Perish. For your sons have been taken captive. And your daughters captive.
But that's not destroying them. They're still alive.
Oh, here we go. Here it comes. Ready?
Yeah.
Yet I will bring back the captives of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab, the end.
So it really does, I am curious about the relationship in this time frame between Moab and Israel.
Yeah.
Because there's been, I feel like they were friendly, you know, insofar as
they intermarried.
Two different types of people could be friendly, right?
I mean, Ruth was a Moabite.
Right, right. But the fact that they're getting a specific mention in Jeremiah is... It seems very out of place. I'm curious where that relationship stood at this point in time with regard to Jeremiah.
Agreed.
So that's definitely something I'm interested in learning something about.
I will bring that to the notes.
Yeah. So Moabites, they're screwed too.
Kind of, but he's like, but don't worry. I got you.
He's going to bring them back. Yeah. He's going to destroy them all, but he's going to bring them back.
Well, this is the first time he said, I'm going to destroy you all, but not really. Usually he just stops at all.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not really said before.
But he's treating them essentially the same way he's treating the Israelites.
Yeah, like, fuck you all, except for some of you.
Right. I mean, it sounds almost exactly like the same story.
Yeah.
which is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely different. It's a different tone than he's taken with the Philistines or the Egyptians in this little narrative that we're in at the end of Jeremiah here.
Yeah.
So
I feel like they were intermarried a lot. That's why.
Sure.
So.
But I that relationship is it intrigues me.
Me too. Me too.
That being said, we are going to be doing things a little weird here at the end of this week and into next week.
Yes.
So we're going to be finishing up through Friday with our regular episodes this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no Q&A on Saturday. No Q&A
on Saturday this week.
Which we already said in our intro.
Right. I'm just reiterating for those that listened all the way through.
Okay.
So no Q&A on Saturday. We'll probably do a Patreon on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be back on Monday with the last chapter of
51.
Yep, of Jeremiah. And then we'll get into our we'll do the Q&A at that point.
For this whole unit.
Yeah, and then all of our regular wrap-up episodes that we do at the end of every book. So.
Yeah. Through the rest of the week.
Yeah. Yep. So, that was Jeremiah chapter 48. And tomorrow we will be back with
Jeremiah chapter 49.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.